quote, "Being mindful of the various defects of attachment in this life and future lives helps eliminate misconceptions in this regard. Some common features of both beautiful and ugly things in the cycle of existence are that they are all unstable and subject to disintegration. It is beyond doubt that you will be separated from all of these things without delay. So meditate on why you should be so excessively attached to these things, and then discard all misconceptions. What are the prerequisites of special insight? They are relying on holy persons, seriously seeking extensive instruction, and proper contemplation." End of quote. In this context, contemplation concerns meditation on both conventional and ultimate realities. Now the text explains the characteristics of a spiritual guide. Quote, "What type of holy person should you rely upon? One who has heard many teachings, who expresses himself clearly, who is endowed with compassion, and able to withstand hardship." End of quote. Clear expression means skillful speech, but without compassion it does not go very far. When compassion is missing, even great learning is of little use. For a teacher to be productive and effective in the process of teaching, compassion, or a kind heart, is explained here as the most crucial quality. There are other defects in teaching, for example, being tired of explaining to the students. So being tolerant and patient in the face of such difficulties is also important.